music, news, entertainment. It's all right here. It's the Kelly Alexander Show.
We're very excited to be bringing you an episode of the show dedicated entirely to dance. We're talking with several amazing dancers and choreographers who have worked with A-list artists like Britney Spears, Jennifer Lopez, Usher, and the list goes on and on. But all of them have a special connection in the fact that they have all worked with superstar Janet Jackson. Anthony Thomas, Tina Landon, Rob Benson, and Mike Andrews are here to give us the 411 on working with Janet and being a part of a special dance event happening in Los Angeles, which celebrates Janet's iconic dance moves. We're super excited to welcome two amazing dancers and choreographers to the show. Both of these guys have worked with A-list talent, including Destiny's Child, Maya, and their phenomenal adventure with Janet Jackson during her Velvet Rope tour and project. Mike Andrews and Rob Benson, welcome to the Kelly Alexander Show.
What's up? Nice to hear.
What's happening?
So it's a big thrill to have you both on the show. And Mike's been on the show before, but Rob, this is your first time, so we welcome you as well. Thank you so much for making time for us.
Thank you so much.
So in a couple minutes, we're going to talk about the fantastic event you both are a part of in Los Angeles, which is happening on August 20th. It's called JanFam, the Movement Dance Event. But first, I want to talk a little bit about what Janet Jackson means to the both of you. So I'm going to start with Rob. When did you become a fan of Janet, and how important has she been in your life?
Pretty much all my life, since when I think of you during those times when I was younger. And I always said I want to dance for Janet Jackson because she was my favorite out of the Jacksons.
Mike, when did you become a fan? I don't think I've ever actually asked you that before. And what does she mean to you?
When I became a fan of Janet was pretty early on. I mean, almost my entire life.
And what does she mean to you?
She means everything. I love her.
I think a lot of people would love to know, especially hardcore Janet fans, did you guys actually know each other before the Velvet Rope Tour? Did you meet sort of in rehearsals, rather? And I'll start with Rob.
I met Mike prior to, but I didn't really know Mike until we actually started working on the tour. I just knew of him and just knew him from the dance community.
Cool. Now, Mike, did you guys actually meet in auditions, or was it later?
I used to see Robert around my neighborhood. We live in the same neighborhood, and we went to the same school at different times, but actually did a couple jobs together before Jan came around, and we just connected.
Can you guys explain what it was like to sort of have that initial first day of rehearsals for the Velvet Rope Tour? What was it like? I'll start with Rob.
For me, it was... I thought I was still dreaming because I really didn't think I was in the rehearsal with Janet and the kids because it took them a little while to adapt to it. So I was in dream. I was in a fairy tale land during that time.
And Mike?
Well, my first day at rehearsal, I felt as though I knew everything already. I was ready to just get on stage. but you know, it was surreal for me as well.
Did you guys have to go through, because, you know, a lot of us who have watched Janet for years obviously know that she worked with Tina for so long, and it always seems like with regards to auditions, you guys kind of had to get through Tina first. Was that the case for both of you? I'll start with Rob.
Well, actually, I knew Janet before knowing Tina or facing Tina face-to-face. We used to hang out since 1992, and then it took a while for me to be part of the family before I faced off with Tina Landon.
Okay.
Like in a bad way, like not face off, but like, you know, pure hardcore with her, the choreography and her precise and hand positioning and everything like that. You know, I was the face off right there. I was like, I have never met somebody who's precise where your pinky goes, either bend to the left or bend to the right. That was, the face off.
Wow, that's awesome. And Mike, what was your audition process like? Did you have to go through Tina first?
Actually, yes, I did. I mean, I met Tina when I was 15, and she gave me my first job when I was 16. And fortunately, I just kept a hold of her. That was a good catch.
Yes, it was. Now, from the outside looking in, it seemed like the Velvet Rope Tour was definitely one big family. Is that really how it was? Did you guys all get along as well as we all thought you did? Did you ever have arguments? I'll start with Rob.
You'll start with me. Okay. Practice from the time we did the tour until we was finished. Whenever we had any conflicts, we was not forced but asked to go into a separate room who we had confrontation with and talk it through and walk through it and be a family again. So we never was ever divided. So they made sure, we all agreed to make sure that whenever it's the conflict, the two individuals who have the conflict will meet up separately and go through the process of making it better. And that's how we stayed a family.
And whose idea was that? Was that Renee's?
I think, yeah, it has to be. I think Renee was the one initially because everyone would get stressed out and Renee was did direct that. And so it stayed with us till the end.
And so, Mike, what was it like for you, your experience family-wise on the Velvet Rope Tour?
Robert was my big brother. Seanette was my big sis. Gil was my little, for the most part. And it was absolute family. You know, I really enjoyed everybody in a family way. You know, you get in a moment or a mood or something, but then, you know, you ignore somebody for a day and moving on. We're back on the tour bus together, but it was extremely family oriented. I mean, which was beneficial for us because it kept us right on stage. And I believe people could feel that.
Joining us on the Kelly Alexander Show are both dancers and choreographers Rob Vinson and Mike Andrews, both of whom worked with Janet Jackson, of course, during the late 90s during her Velvet Rope Tour. You can follow Rob on Instagram. Rob, can you give it out again? Because you do it justice.
All right. You can follow me on Instagram on Rob2 with 5-letter R's, R-R-R-R-R-O-B-2.
Awesome.
That's 5 R's, everybody.
and Mike's a little easier to follow at Mr. Andrews 8 on Instagram and Twitter. So now I have to ask each of you, what was your favorite piece of choreography on the Velvet Rope Tour? Mike?
My favorite piece, I'm still in love with Rhythm Nation, but then not to be cocky, but I loved our Nasty situation. But, you know, Anthony Thomas and Rhythm Nation was quite awesome.
Very cool. So, Rob, up to you now. What was your favorite piece?
My favorite piece, all-time classic, All Right. I love All Right.
That's so great. That's
my favorite one of all.
You guys had really amazing costumes for that during the Velvet Rope Tour. Like, she always has really great costumes for that, but you guys looked super awesome in the white and black polka dots and all that stuff with the stripes. It was great.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, yeah, Rob's briefcase.
That's right.
Hot polka dot white and black jacket. I felt like I was in the video because I've watched that video thousands of times sitting there. I was like, yeah, it's Callaway. Oh, but what's going on? And then came in and called us the handkerchief. I was in heaven.
Nice. That's so cool. So now I want to ask you guys a little bit about what's actually happening with the event on August 20th. So again, JanFam, the movement. I want to know, are you both teaching classes together? Or are you both doing separate things? And Mike, you can start.
We're going to be teaching together. We had one event in Florida, and I had to go solo. But this time, we're going to do it right. And Robert and I are going to be teaching together. And this situation right here is truly a labor of love. You know, it's not necessarily, I mean, for me for sure, it's not a financial gain. And for anybody involved, it's love for Jen and for the kids, the fans and the supporters. So it's a little bit deeper than just a class. It's a system of us all getting together, the supporters and us.
When it comes to the class, what do you want people to take away from it?
The experience that we experienced when we were with Janet, and for them to have a great time and then be excited that they could have all the Janet Jackson kids who choreographed or danced with her and enjoy our company, especially if they haven't seen us in a while and missed the good old days.
Actually, I wanted to ask you that to the both of you, and I'll start with Rob on this. What does it feel like, Rob, knowing that there's still so many Janet fans that love and care about you guys so much and are very interested in how your careers are going today. Like, it seems like it's a different situation than it would be for maybe another artist that you've danced for.
Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, let's put it this way. It was like what they call today a reality TV show. They knew all the history. They knew our background. They knew what color we liked. And like, they knew what character, what animals we enjoy. So, yeah, it was really, really in tune. Her fan base is so strong. And, yes, it is very different from any other artist I worked with.
Me too.
Every artist I worked with idolized Janet.
Right. True.
Right. Yeah.
Mike, what's your take on the Janet fans? Because, again, like, they're really loyal and intense.
Well, right now for me, the Janet fans have been amazing. All of her supporters have been amazing to me. And it's like, I almost feel like they're mine now. You know what I mean? It's pretty intense, but it's very comforting to know that these people actually care.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool. They're the most awesome of all. I mean, I have Beehive and Aaliyah and all the other, oh my God, we're not going to get into all of it, but they are the ultimate.
You know, for the fans who are going to show up to this, whether they're going to actually take part in the dance class or just sort of be observers, you know, this is such a special situation. The fact that, you know, both you guys are going to be there. I know Omar Lopez is showing up, Terry Bixler, Anthony Thomas, Tina Landon. Like, really, like Rob had mentioned earlier, it's such a great collaboration between so many of you that worked with Janet for so long. What do you, Tina Landon and Anthony Thomas mean to the both of you? And I'll start with Rob.
Anthony Thomas means great deal due to the fact that he's a big part of the Rhythm Nation tour. And, of course, one of my favorite video, All Right. I actually subbed a few times for Anthony locking class at Debbie Reynolds a few times. So, you know, I have a much love for Anthony Thomas. And as for Tina Landon, what better else an amazing person you can deal with, the face off and the structure she has, her work ethics are just incredible. You know, you can just honor it and admire her so much for that.
Mike?
Anthony Thomas, for me, is amazing only because once I saw that tour, I knew I was going to be a dancer. Mm-hmm. And my mother bought me a ticket to the concert, and I was dancing in the hallway, up in the nosebleeds. Fast forward, I'm on stage, you know. But at the end of the day, Tina took me through a lot of my life as a working dancer. But Terry Bixler is amazing. I mean, I can't believe that I'm in company with
That's awesome.
Folks coming to me with, mm-hmm. including Robert.
Right.
You know?
Now,
I look up to all of them.
Now, I wanted to ask you both, again, seeing as how I have you both on the line here, so many people that went to see the Velvet Rope concert, you know, whether you saw it once or you saw it a gajillion times, I saw it four times. you guys, and I would have seen it more had I had more money and the ability to travel. The fact that of the throb, like when you guys came out and all got to sort of freestyle, and of course you two were the sort of the last ones on stage. What does that dance mean to you guys? Because it just seemed like the fans really got to appreciate you guys almost as solo artists, you know, for that 4 minutes or what have you. So I'll start with Rob. How much fun was doing Throb and what does it still mean to you? And knowing the fans love you so much for that.
Wow. Throb, I looked forward when Throb came in because, first of all, it wasn't no choreography, only in the house break part. But other than that, we were able to express who we were and our talent that we have as individuals, and my moment of how much it meant to me is when you came out, even though it sounds kind of arrogant, but when they took a sign and it says Throb and it crossed off the TH and it just says Rob, and you're dancing, you look at us like, wow, like everybody has signs, and I just, man, it just really touched my heart. That's why I believe that it just really, like, my heart would just go spread out across the whole audience when I came out there on that song.
Awesome. Mike?
Throb, for me, was amazing because Tina allowed us to be creative every single day. You know, they truly didn't know what Robert and I come out and do. You know what I mean? We were free spirits in that moment of the show. And, yeah, it was probably one of the best parts for me.
Well, on behalf of all the Janet fans, I just want to tell the both of you that you guys were fantastic in that, well, in the whole show, but obviously that segment. And I think many women and guys probably fell in love with the two of you. So thanks for thanks for everything. And thanks for the abs, because we really enjoyed looking at those as well. before I let you go, and Rob, I'm going to have you back on the show. I'm sort of putting that out in the universe, because I've been able to have Mike on and have him explain his career, but I hope you'll join me as well to explore yours a little bit later on. But what message would you like to leave with the Janet fans at the moment? Because again, like, you guys are so special to us, and it's an honor for me just to be able to speak to the two of you, and I know that the audience listening will just love hearing from you. So Rob, what message do you want to leave to the Janet fans?
Never put your shoes in the closet and quit, and never give up.
Awesome. Mike?
You know, it's all love. This is how we got to where we are, because we love what we do. And, you know, the opportunity came for us to do it. And I have to second Rob's statement and co-sign, never give up.
Fantastic. Well, Mike, Rob, thank you so much for this. And again, if people want to be involved, people want to check out the event that's happening on August 20th in Los Angeles, very simple. You can jump onto janfam.info. And of course, follow all the social media, JanFam, the movement. It's fantastic. Rob, Mike, thank you for this, and a big hug on behalf of all the fans.
Thank you, Kelly. You're awesome. Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Awesome.
I'm talking over Mike. Hey, thank you so much.
That is Rob Vinson and Mike Andrews right here on The Kelly Alexander Show.
It's The Kelly Alexander Show. Follow us on Instagram, Kelly Alexander Show.
We're always very happy to welcome this artist to the show. Anthony Thomas is an award-winning choreographer who changed the face of dance with his groundbreaking moves in Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation project. More than 25 years later, his moves still bring joy to the people, and the next generation of dancers are thrilled to take his classes and learn his steps. Anthony is going to be a part of a special event happening on August 20th in Los Angeles called JanFam The Movement Dance Event, featuring Anthony, Tina Landon, Terry Bixler, Mike Andrews, Rob Vinson, and other notable dancers who have worked with Janet in the past. Anthony, welcome back to the Kelly Alexander Show.
Thank you, Kelly. Good morning.
We're so happy to have you back on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you join us. And can you tell us a little bit about what it means for you to be a part of this dance event that's happening on August 20th? Because it sounds like this is the event to go to if you're a fan of dance, if you're a fan of Janet Jackson, if you're a fan of amazing choreographers.
Just like I had mentioned to you or said to you in our first interview, I mean, it's really a humbling experience for me. I never, ever, ever imagined or saw this 25 years back, that Rhythm Nation, the project, the videos, the short film, the tour would impact dance and the industry and people as boldly and trailblazing and groundbreaking as it would. I never imagined that. So I'm absolutely honored to be a part of this event.
Can you tell us what people can expect from your class? I know you don't want to give it all away, but can you give us a couple of hints?
There'll be some nation involved.
Yeah.
There'll be some nation. There'll be some all black.
Nice. Yeah. Very good.
All black everything.
One thing I've always wanted to ask you, Anthony, because I know you obviously get asked to teach Rhythm Nation like all the time. Do you like when people, like, do you get joy as well when people say, hey, can you teach us that section from Escapade or that section from All Right? That must also be thrilling to pass those dance moves along as well.
It does. I'm always excited about it. I'm always available and ready to do it. You know, it's for the fans, it's for the dancers, it's for people who grew up with those pieces that, you know, admit something to their childhood or their young
20s or whatever, however old they were at the time that they experienced those videos. Some people are just finding them now. So it's just always a joy. It's a pleasure to be able to share that. And I don't take it for granted. And it's funny because I was in class last night teaching, and one of the dancers says he's so excited, but he's so nervous. And he said, "Can you teach Escapade?" he said, "Because I know Escapade."
That's awesome. That's so good. Now, Anthony, I know there's going to be more than just dance class at this event. It sounds like you and the other dancers and choreographers are going to provide like a little bit more, like even, I guess, maybe some life lessons from what you guys have learned when you guys were touring dancers. Can you give us a little bit of an idea about that?
I think it's really important, and I know Junior feels the same way, that it's very important to share our past, to share our journey, to share what it means to dream, to be a dancer, to want to work in this industry. And it's really important to know what you're up against, how you should be prepared, and you know, not only physically, because that's the easy part, really, to train, but mentally, emotionally, you really have to be, you know, thick-skinned and strong-minded and strong-willed, because, you know, there's a lot of, at times, there could be a lot of no's coming your way. You know, you go out for auditions and you make it to the final and they say, okay, thank you, but, you know, we've chosen someone else. Or you get to the first round and then you're basically let go. So you have to understand what it means to go through these experiences.
Anthony, I wanted to ask you, you know, just along that line, you've obviously been around the dance community for years and years and years. What would you say is the biggest difference from when you are auditioning, you know, the dancers for the Rhythm Nation project as opposed to what you're seeing now? Is it just that the world has sped up so much, or are there other things that dancers these days need to contend with that maybe weren't there 25 years ago?
Well, the biggest thing is the internet.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube.
Yep.
You know, it was a different time period back then. I can say for certain that the work was plentiful. There was more work than it seemed to be dancers. Now there is more dancers than there seems to be work. And, you know, another big difference is that this generation, and I'm going to put it on blast, Kenny, because I can.
Yep, yep.
Is that, everybody's a choreographer. You know, you could be 14 years old, you've danced for 6 months, and now, you know, a dancer choreographer, that's on your card. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Back then, during the period that I came up in, you had to pay your dues. You know, you had to be a dancer for quite some time. You had to, you know, be a working dancer for quite some time. You had to be in the studio learning and learning with teachers who were well qualified to be called teachers. You had to be in there for years and years and years and years. Now, what I've seen is, you know, you can take dance class for a while, you can take classes for a while, and you can do one project or go on half a tour, and now all of a sudden you're a teacher. No, you can't teach me anything. You know, I'm 50-something years old. On the 18th, I'll be 52. Years old, and you know, what can you teach me? I've stood before class and said, okay, you're 17 years old. You know, I've had 30-something, 40-something years of experience with various artists, various actors, various award-winning, Oscar-winning directors. What can you teach me? You know, you've done one class or half a tour, and now you're a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
You're 16 years old. What can you show me? You know, and that's not arrogant. You know, it's quality, it's quantity. What can you show me? So to me, that's another big difference. You know, everything is, give me now. And so I think that this generation really needs to be more educated. They need to be more patient, and they need to learn more. You know, there's a lot of, you know, movement that looks the same, you know, and back then, back in the 80s, 90s, you can tell who did a piece of work. You know, oh, that's Barry Lather. Oh, that's Paul Abdul. Oh, that's Vince Patterson. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You knew exactly who did the work. Nowadays, you don't know who did the work because it all looks the same.
Along that line of gimme now, and I think people not really maybe entirely respecting who came before them. And I remember a couple of years back, there was like a video clip that came out. I want to say it was in 2004, maybe a little bit later, but I think it was 2004 when Janet actually brought in some of the older kids, quote unquote, who had already been on tour with her to speak to some of the newer kids that she had coming up at that time. And she kind of gave the impression that they needed a stiff talking to. Did she ever have you come in? I know that I know that you'd come in to teach them Rhythm Nation, but did you ever have to give them a bit of a talking to?
No, I didn't, but I do that with my classes.
Okay.
When I teach, I can feel, sometimes I can, no, not sometimes, there are times when I can feel the room and I can feel that they're ready for a little talking to, you know? And I can. And because I still have everything to gain and nothing to lose, I share with them the truth, and I tell them what I just shared with you and your listeners is that, you know, this is, you have to pay homage to, and you have to respect and look back at the trailblazers and educators from the past and find out what they did, how they did it, and build off of that, you know? And I don't get upset when people don't know who I am. In fact, I've been told I'm kind of mysterious that way anyway. You know, I can walk through a dance event or walk through, you know, the dance halls and people, you know, there'll be whispers. I can, who is that? You know, oh my gosh, it's Anthony Thomas, don't you know? Oh, you know, I hear that, but that's okay, you know? So I think that it's really about being as best prepared as you can possibly be. Mm-hmm. You know, like when I teach basics in the locking and popping, I know I've watched a choreographer change his style recently, and it's all popping. It's an all popping routine set to today's music. Now, I told the class, I said, if you would take that same routine and place it on a Roger Zapp song, then you would, your eyes would be open. Their eyes would be open and understand that it's a popping routine fully. I said, but because it's today's music, it's today's hip-hop or choreography. He said, no, it's a popping routine. I said, now, those same kids who come out of that class walk by my class and they don't see the connection.
Right.
All because of my music. But okay. It's the same exact thing. I'm teaching it from the roots, and I'm teaching it from the true foundation because that's where I came from first, you know, as a street dancer.
Okay.
So, again, it's really about educating yourself. It's really about looking back and building on a history and going, okay, this is what I can set my foundation on. I can set my foundation on this. I can set my foundation on what Tina's done, what Barry's done, what Paul has done. You know, I can look that, what Vince has done. I can do that, what Michael Peters has done. I can do that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Joining us on the Kelly Alexander Show is choreographer Anthony Thomas. Make sure to follow him on Instagram at Anthony Bam Bam Thomas. Anthony, I wanted to ask you because just along this line, and then we'll move on. But I recently interviewed Tina on a radio station I work for because she's very concerned, I know, with a lot of other dancers and choreographers about some of the choreography that's being taught to young kids that is overly sexualalized. I'm sure that you've seen that, obviously. What's your take on that? Because I know Tina, obviously, very concerned about that and wants, you know, parents and wants dance school owners and choreographers to be aware of what they're teaching the next generation.
Well, I guess, you know, I wonder, and I think perhaps it starts with the parents, is that why would you subject your children or your child to that kind of influence in the first place? You know, is it to get your sons or daughters on television, on, you know, to be seen by the next choreographer or the, you know, the flavor of the month? I'm not certain. I think it starts there. And then the studios, everyone has a responsibility to play. You know, even the studio owners, the faculty, the staff, they're the ones who okay the choreographers or teachers to come in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then it's up to also the teachers to understand, wait a minute, this child is 7 years old. What am I doing? I can't be, you know, gyrating all over the place and you know, doing this. And it's improper. It's not right. So they're perpetuating, you know, a broken cycle. And so someone has to stand up and be accountable. Someone has to take responsibility and say, you know what, you can teach, if you want to teach this to your 18 years old and up, you know, then have at it. But these little kids, their minds, they're impressionable, they're pure, they're innocent, and they're fresh. You can't teach that. You can't teach that style. You can't play that music. You have to be accountable because these kids are going to be impacted by it.
That's awesome, Anthony. I hope people really take to heart what you just said, because I think it's really important that people realize seven-year-olds should not be gyrating and twerking. So I think that's really important. I wanted to ask you as well, Anthony, what does it feel like to know that so many people still support you and Tina Landon and Terry Bixler and others in what you have done for Janet and Janet fans around the world?
It's an awesome feeling.
What do you think Janet would think about all of you coming together? Because again, like when I say the names, Anthony Thomas, Tina Landon, Terry Bixler, Rob Benson, Mike Andrews, I know Omar Lopez is showing up. All of you have worked with Janet at one point or another. And I know you know Janet so well. What do you think she'd think of all of this?
She'd go, dang. That's some heavy artillery right there.
Do you think she would be, I don't even know what, like it has to be an honor even on her end, just knowing what, like the team that she surrounded herself with have had such an influence on so many.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she'd be happy. I think she'd be more than thrilled. It would really touch her heart. It really would.
And speaking of Miss Janet, we obviously got the news several months back that she's expanding the family or starting the family. What message would you pass along to her considering she's about to become a mom for the first time?
Oh, my gosh. Just enjoy it. Congratulations. You did it. Go, girl.
I know
she's wanted to have a family for quite some time now. So this is a whole new chapter in her life, and I know it's going to affect her immensely. So, you know, I'm just hoping that, and I'm sure her fans are too, hoping that she comes back, you know, because motherhood, it's a whole other brain source, you know, mm-hmm. it's a whole other place to live in. So, you know, she just may, I don't know, you know, you never know. You hear of actors and singers and performers who all of a sudden have a child or children and they're like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know what can happen there because it's been a dream of hers for such a long time.
Well, hopefully she's going to come back and finish that Unbreakable tour because I know a lot of us are holding on to tickets that we'd like to use up. So
that's true.
Hopefully she will do that for us. And Anthony, before I let you go, what are you up to these days? Where can people see your work and catch up with what you're doing?
Well, gosh, I'm waiting for, I did a choreography piece for Kelly Rowland. One of her new singles, and so we're just waiting for the release date on that. And it was great because I was actually in the studio, and Frank Gadson was in the other studio along with Kelly, and he kept hearing people, you know, going, oh, oh, and he's like, what's that noise? And I haven't seen Frank in years, so all of a sudden, you know, I was in the next room, dance studio with the Nation, and we were practicing Rhythm Nation. And so he was standing there watching, and we took a break. He's like, oh, my gosh. And we just talked for a while. He goes, you know, I'm working on this new project with Kelly on this new video. I'd like to bring you in. And I'm like, okay. He goes, I'll contact you. So another week had passed or so, and we're back in the room again, and he's back with Kelly. And then all of a sudden, one of my old friends and dancers, Kiasha Simpson, she danced on the Kevin Campbell I'm Ready tour that I'd worked on. Project. And so she comes in the room. She goes, oh, my gosh. I'm like, oh, my gosh. It was like I'm seeing people I haven't seen in decades, right? So she goes, I'm here with Kelly. She goes, she wants to meet you. And I said, okay, great. She goes, oh, my gosh, this is going to be wonderful. So she comes in, and I was working. I'd stopped, and I was working on some brand-new choreography, just you know, riffing. Mm-hmm. And she'd come in, and I met her, and it was great. And she says, I said, would you like to watch? And she said, I'd love to. And so we ran through the piece a few times, and then she goes, I'd like to work with you. And I said, okay, let's do it. And so another few weeks later, I got the call, and so we went in the studio and started preparing. And so we filmed the piece, and just waiting for it to air. So that's that. And then Thursday, the 11th, I'll be leaving for Las Vegas to judge the World Locking Battle at Hip Hop International. It's really like the Olympics of dance and choreography and street dancing, so I'll be there. And towards the end of the year, heading to Europe to do some teaching at the Just Debut Schools, really, really well-known international dance school for street dancing, popping and locking, house. I mean, they cover everything, and they hold a huge event every year. So that's the rest of my year and whatever else is going to pop up in between. And you can catch me at Debbie Reynolds Studios on Monday and Thursdays and Saturdays. And that's what I'm doing, Kel.
Awesome. Anthony, well, you know I love you to pieces. Thank you so much for making time for us. And a big hug and great luck and good luck on the 20th.
Yes, I love you right back. You are so awesome, my friend.
That is the amazing choreographer, Anthony Thomas. Make sure to follow him on Instagram at Anthony Bam Bam Thomas.
Listen anytime, any place. KellyAlexanderShow.com.
We get super excited anytime this artist agrees to be on the show. Tina Landon is an award-winning choreographer whose resume is as long as the state of Florida. She's worked with A-list artists like Jennifer Lopez, Ricky Martin, Rihanna, Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, and of course, Miss Janet Jackson. Tina's going to be a part of a special event happening on August 20th in Los Angeles called JanFam The Movement, featuring herself, Anthony Thomas, Terry Bixler, Mike Andrews, Rob Vinson, and some other notable dancers who have worked with Janet in the past. Tina, welcome back to The Kelly Alexander Show.
I'm back.
You are. I love that every time I have you on the show, that's what you do first. That's like your signature hello is the scream.
Oh, it's, no, is it?
Yeah, it's awesome.
I love it.
It's
okay,
your signature.
Great.
So now you have to do it every single time. So lots to talk
branding,
about.
Branding, right? It's
branding.
About branding.
Yes, and I know how much you love social media, so this is great. When, by the way, you can follow Tina on Twitter and Instagram at @IamTinaLandon. She loves that. talk to us about being a part of this dance event on August 20th, because it's just like, I wish I was going. I can't tell you how much I wish I was going to be there. It's just like all of the amazing, you know, people who have worked with Janet in one house. I know not everyone can be there, but you, again, Anthony, Terry, Rob, Mike, and Omar, I know, is showing up. So what does it feel like to be a part of this event and to know that so many Janet fans are excited to see you do this?
It's crazy. It really is. It's a little surreal, and it's also really cool. Like, you know, I always think that people get sick of stuff or you know, and the fans, Janet's fans are amazing, and they always have been. They've always been so loyal to her. They're so loyal to me, and they all know me, and they all make fun of me and all my typos and my lack of social media skills. But so to be a part of this and kind of like get to see people that you've been, you know, talking to on the computer, or know that how much Janet means to them, because she's got some of the best fans ever. And it's weird, because it's like I'm honored, and when I step back and look at it, I go, God, it's actually cool. Like, we're all going to come together. Who made this happen? How did this happen? And why didn't we do this earlier? Like, why didn't we wait so long? So it's really a cool thing to be a part of.
That's fantastic. And I know so many people are excited to see you. And just along those lines, I wanted to ask you, because you have worked with everyone. Again, the laundry list of people, Britney, you know, Jennifer, Christina, the list goes on, Rihanna. Can you tell, like, again, I know they have their own legion of fans, but it just feels like Janet's dance fans and fans, they're just different. It feels like this is way different. Like, I'm not sure, like, a Britney thing would happen like this for you.
No, I agree. I really feel like, you know, people forget that Janet was really at the forefront of all of this stuff. And, you know, with Michael right there, this generation doesn't know a day without music videos. They don't know a day without MTV. You know, they go right to YouTube and they can see everything we did 20 years ago. And we didn't have that. So everything was very raw. And you waited, but, you know, by your radio, for your favorite radio station, to tell you when the concert was going to happen, when you could buy tickets, where you could buy tickets. So just being a part of somebody's career wasn't just clicking a button on a computer. It was actually an entire event. Like, we had fans that would not only sleep outside of the hotels, they were always there before we got there. I'm like, how on earth do you guys know where we're going and what time we're going to be here? And sometimes you'd see the same people in the front rows over and over and over again because they just loved her so much and they loved the show. And really, at that time, it wasn't a ton of artists out there doing it. It was Michael, it was Janet, it was Madonna. And then the next generation, it was TLC. And it's like, it just got more and more and more and more groups out there. So at our time, it was very, very rare. And so for fans, I mean, they latched on and they lived kind of that era with us. They lived that album. I can't tell you how many people have talked about, like, you know, this record saved my life or Dance saved my life. And it was really a different time back then. So I really do feel that Janet fans are some of the biggest, most loyal, connected to everything that went on in from Rhythm Nation, probably just until whatever, you know, until the future, until whatever she releases from here on out. They will always have, she'll always have a loyal fan.
I asked this of Anthony Thomas when I interviewed him. Does it ever get old for you with regards to their love and support? Because, like, it just feels like you now have, you've had it for years, but will have this fan base till the end of time.
It's such a great time right now because it's such a resurgence. And you and I have talked about this where I think something happened 5 years ago and then you go, hey, it's the 20th anniversary. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm not that old. So, you know, of course, when you're on tour, and I think I'm so blessed to have done 3 world tours with Janet. So the first one, my eyes were wide open. I was buying my first video camera. I was going to Europe for the first time and got my passport, and that was very exciting. And then the second one, you know, I probably wasn't out with the fans as much because the first time with Rhythm Nation, I was out there. I would literally walk into the hotel wanting to please every single fan. So I would walk in with my hands full of stuff for Janet to sign. And that got a little taxing after a while. So by the Janet tour, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. You guys, I can't. Like, I just got off the road and I'm going to go to sleep and I love you all. And they were all very respectful. And then by the Velvet Rope, it was like, okay, this is my third one. How do I want to enjoy this journey differently than I did the first and second? Because even as a performer, you can tend to get complacent and get lazy and take things for granted. But really, the fans were something I tried never to take for granted, because without them, there would be no show. There's no purpose for us to be there. We're not going to dance for ourselves, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was also such an honor when you would see them in the audience doing the choreography. And that doesn't really happen anymore. I go to concerts, and some of the artists I work with now, because of this fast-paced social media, it's just, it's ADD and everyone's in and out and there's nothing to grab onto. And these kids actually grabbed onto the choreography. They'd go home, they'd prepare it, they'd get their outfits ready and they'd come to the show. And it was, again, it was an event, and it was also an event for us to watch that and to be a part of it. So I guess to go back to your question, does it ever get old? No, I think at times maybe I have taken it for granted, mm-hmm. or think that maybe they're sick of it. Like, oh, come on, they're probably sick of If by now, or they're sick of Rhythm Nation by now. They've moved on and they're on to the next album. But they really are loyal, and it's mind-boggling to me that there's so much love out there for myself and the work that I've created, and for all the other dancers and choreographers that under Janet that it's. It doesn't get old.
Well, I'm so happy you actually brought up the fact that, like, nowadays, and now I sound like someone who's, like, looking down on the younger generation, but, and not that you were, but just the fact that, like, the choreography now, I still remember If. I know exactly what's happening. I know when the breakdown happens. I cannot tell you a Justin Bieber dance right now if you paid me money. Like, I cannot do it and would not care.
Right.
So I think that you're you know, right on with the fact that it's a fast food, you know, generation right now, and everything is in one ear and out the other, or in your eye socket and out the back end. So I think it's fantastic that your choreography has stands the test of time. And it's interesting where, you know, I'm on a fair amount of Janet Jackson Facebook groups, and it's so interesting to see how, you know, people are still doing If choreography or Rhythm Nation choreography, like, all these years later, they're like, look at this. And then they do a new video. So I think it's fantastic that, you know, your choreography, Anthony's, you know, Gil's, it's all holding up. Now, I wanted to ask you with regards to the event on the 20th, what can people mm-hmm. expect from your class?
I have no idea.
Okay, good enough.
I've gotten asked to do, you know, so many different things, like, you know, whether it's this song or that. And I don't want to put songs out there because I don't want to give people the wrong impression of what I'm going to teach. So it's really hard because everyone has their favorite. But because of this resurgence, because of the anniversaries and so much Janet in the last just couple of years, I have taught so many different classes. So I've, you know, taught Scream, I've taught If, I've taught Lonely. And to me, those are some of my favorite. Mm-hmm. So it's really, so I haven't decided. I don't know. And I go back and forth because, you know, it's like, do I want to give them something they've already learned, even though there's going to be a couple that have it, or do I give them something new? So I don't really have an answer for that, but it's going to be me, and it's going to be my choreography, and it's going to be some Janet stuff, and we'll be surprised, all of us at the same time.
And that's all that matters. Tina Land is going to be there with bells on and her big woohoo, her branding logo. Exactly. Now, I interviewed Rob Vinson and Mike Andrews about the event. And I asked them about you and Anthony and what you mean to them. And they had very positive things, of course, to say about you. I believe Mike called you something along the lines of Mama Bear. And Rob was just, you know, very gracious and said how much, basically I'm paraphrasing here, but, you know, how much you challenged him as a dancer to be better and to do better and to always be aware of even where his finger was placed. You know, so what does it feel like to know that? Because it's one thing to have fan support, but knowing that, you know, there's dancers that you obviously had working with you and for years that just have nothing but good things to say about you. And you can tell, like, when I was listening to Mike and Rob speak about you, you know, without being in their presence, it was like sparkles. Like, they hold you in such high regard.
It's, you know, I don't know what to say. It's like one of those things where it's just like, it's an awesome feeling to just get, I get so much love back from the dance community. And, you know, and again, I take that for granted because when you're on tour, you know, and Michael knows, like he calls me Mama Bear because I am Mama Bear on tour. I have to praise them and then I have to spank them and put them in their place. And it's not ever been a fun time for me because, you know, it's really hard to be the boss of your friends sometimes. Mm-hmm. And it's but I've always been able to draw that line. Like, no, this is playtime. This is business. This is professionality. And you've crossed this line or that line. So sometimes I get stuck in that kind of parent mode where, okay, everyone's going out. They don't want to go out with me because I'm the boss and they're sick of me all day. And, you know, so it's a tough feeling. And so you don't know all the time, like, how people feel. And then when I hear things or, you know, see people at class or see dancers I haven't seen in a long time and I get so much love back, it's a pretty awesome feeling, I have to admit.
Now, what do you think Janet would think about all of the fact that you guys are all coming together? Because, again, it's just, in a way, it's like this amazing experience, and the fact that you know, you're there and Anthony's there and then Mike, Rob, and Omar, like, so many decades are sort of going to be together in one room that have all represented Janet at one point or another.
Gosh, you know, I would think she would be just totally in awe. I think she'd have to be a little bit, like, taken aback at what she has created in the dance universe, in the music universe. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things, again, we're all working and we're just doing our thing and we're doing the next thing and the next thing and we're not looking back. So sometimes when you get that chance to look back and you go, wow, this was because of something I created. This was something that I'm connected to. So I think she would be, I don't know. I just imagine her being giggly and just having a smile and appreciation of everyone's hard work and the camaraderie that she's helped to create over the years and the story that we all get to tell, and to know that she's at the top of that pyramid, you know, looking down, I can just see her looking at everyone with just a proud, 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 loving heart.
Now, I actually haven't had a chance to interview you since the Unbreakable tour, and I did want to get, because I know you saw her in Los Angeles, and again, someone who knows her so well, when you saw her on stage, because when I saw her in Toronto, I just felt like she was so peaceful and gleeful to be able to be still doing what she loves to do. Is that the sense that you got from the show, and again, from someone who has worked with her for so long?
You know, I did, and I hadn't seen a live show of her. I'd only seen, like, snippets here and there, videos or award shows, things that she had done. And there was just something different. And I went to the show with Nikki, and we had a great time. Nikki Tattenberg, all the fans know her. And we just kind of, it was really great to sit back and watch and not critique, you know, to sit there. And that was the thing that stood out to me. Like, wow. It reminded me of when we were on stage with her. It was the first time that I felt she, in a long time, that I felt she just was so comfortable and like, yes, I'm here. This is me. I'm not that she was ever gone, but that I'm back. Like I just felt she had such command on the stage, and yet I felt like she was loving it. Like she was really found her enjoyment again with it. And it was a real joy for me to watch, because I was like, that's what people love about Janet. That's what they go to watch. And that's what we loved on stage, you know, the playfulness. And I don't know, there was just some little sparkle that she had, mm-hmm. that she was very much in tune with everything that was going on. And she just looked right on stage. Like it just was right.
Now, I know you and Nikki got to go backstage and catch up. I think I saw a picture with you and Little John. Was it cool to sort of see some of your coworkers, if I can put it like that, who you've worked with in the past?
You know what? We didn't actually get a chance to go backstage. That was, they had like a little VIP area, but it wasn't backstage.
Oh, okay.
So they came up with more like a little hangout bar thing that they have at the Forum. So a couple of the performers came up there because we had to leave right away. So we didn't get to go back. I didn't get to see her. I didn't get to see the dancers or anything.
Okay. And was it cool to see
Little
John?
Just the ones that were in the audience with me.
Yeah. That's awesome. Little John looked like he was very happy to see you, though.
Oh, he was. And it was, again, it was, you know, you look at somebody like, wait a minute, how long has it been? I was like, what? You have kids? What? You're what? Who? What? When did this happen? You know, things like that. So, you know, it was a very fast catch up, but it was really great to see him.
Fantastic. And I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you this, considering we've just talked about Janet for a little bit here. Obviously, you know, expanding the family, and it looks like she's going to be a mom for the first time. What message would you have to Janet in the fact that it looks like baby's on the way?
Well, I'd say it's about time. That's my message. Now, Janet's always wanted kids, you know, which is, and there was a time when she wanted 10, I think she said. I was like, are you out of your mind? But, you know, she came from a big family. And so I know that this is a really special thing for her, so I'm really happy.
Fantastic. Now, where can people see you apart from this event on the 20th, and what are you doing so that people know where they can follow you? Because, again, we know you love social media so much.
Oh, my God. I am the worst. You know when I post my classes, like 10 minutes before, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I just realized I haven't told anyone I have been teaching today. So that's why I'm so glad you're doing this interview, because I am the worst promoter, and I feel so bad for anyone who hires me to come teach a class, because I forget that is now expected, that I'm supposed to actually tell people where I'm going to be and when. You know, I don't know. I'm teaching this Friday. In 2 days, I'm teaching at West Coast Dance Academy here in L.A., mm-hmm. and then 20th, we're doing, I believe we are at the Basement. Isn't that correct? In North Hollywood.
Yes, I think so. I think that's correct, yeah.
Right. And then my husband and I are doing a big move. We're moving across country. So after that, we're going to take a little break through Labor Day. And then I'm going to regroup and hopefully, you know, I just shot an episode of Criminal Minds. So I'm going to get back to my acting, and I've got some conventions coming up, probably with Triple Threat in November. And it's just going to be a run until Christmas, probably doing a lot of teaching stuff. So I promise that I will at least give people a heads up where I'll be when I know.
Okay, great. And will you know, you'll know in advance when the Criminal Minds episode is going to happen, right? Because we're going to promote the crap out of that.
I have to call my agent because, yes, you know, I was just too excited. I was just sitting there in my trailer like a good student all day long waiting, and I forgot to ask anybody when it was going to air. So hopefully it hasn't already.
No, I think you're good. I don't think the new season started yet, so you're safe. But oh, as soon as you find out, you have to let me know, and I will tell the masses, and we'll get it out there, because first of all, it's a great show, and second of all, you're on it. That's amazing.
I know. I'm so excited.
This is fantastic. So you know I love you to bits. You know I appreciate that you've done this, and we wish you all the best of luck on the 20th, and I'm so happy that, you know, Janet crew is going to be together again.
Me too. I'm really looking forward to it, and thank you so much, and a big thanks to Junior for putting this together, because without him, this would not be happening. So I'm really happy that he did this for us, for all of us, not just the fans.
That is choreographer Tina Lannon. And if you want to learn more about the event, you still have time to sign up for August 20th. It's janfam.info. A big shout out again to Junior Hubbard for creating all of this and putting it together. And my big hats off to Tina Lannon. Make sure you follow her on Twitter and Instagram at I am Tina Lannon.
It's the Kelly Alexander Show. Follow us on Instagram, Kelly Alexander Show.
We appreciate you spending time with us on the show this week, and a big thank you going out to my guests, Anthony Thomas, Tina Lannon, Rob Vinson, and Mike Andrews. Here's your inspirational quote of the week, this time coming from Anna Freud. I was always looking outside myself for strength and confidence, but it comes from within. It is there all the time. Please make sure to follow us on all of our social media. Just jump onto our website, kellyalexandershow.com, and of course, our YouTube channel, youtube.com/kellyalexandershow. Have an excellent week. You and I will chat soon.